Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Good for Cal Raleigh. He's having a wonderful, wonderful season.
The big dumper.
Yeah, right. Good timing. The big dumper had a wonderful night last night. He had two more home runs for the Seattle Mariners. They won their 89th game of the year. They've won the American League West. The guy's a beast. He's having a wonderfully historic season. He has now hit 60. 60.
Yeah.
Which used to be this cherished number. And for some reason, 60 is now like, ooh, 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 he has to win the MVP. Aaron Judge hit two home runs yesterday?
Yeah, he's 51.
He has 51.
Should be 52 Easter Sunday, I don't forget.
I don't mean to knock Aaron because I think Aaron's one of the great players of our lifetime. But don't you think between Cal Raleigh hitting 60, Judge hitting 62 a few years ago, Kyle Schwarber's at 56, Shohei Ohtani is at 54, wherever he's at.
He just hit one.
He may be at 55 at this point. I don't even know. Don't you agree, like, it doesn't even matter that much anymore?
I think the home run
is kind of, like, it's cool, but it isn't what it used to be because these guys, not just one, but a lot of guys are assaulting the record books like they did in the steroid era. I don't think it means as much.
I think 60 does mean something. 55 is not 60. It's still another five to get there. And all I'm calling out is hypocrisy because we all ate it up and went nuts, and I was right at the top line when Judge did this a couple of years ago, and we started calling it the American League record, right? Because that was a way to skirt the whole steroid thing.
Right.
This kind of ironically feels a lot when Bonds suddenly quickly broke.
It was too quick.
And yeah. I think Cal Raleigh, also West Coast, there's a lot of ties into it, is kind of falling into Bonds, do we really care as much territory? And I think he's kind of being punished. If Judge had not done that a couple years ago, what are we saying? We're going to punish Cal Raleigh because Judge did it a couple years ago?
It's a little bit about Judge a few years ago, but here's what it's also about. Kyle Schwarber's hit 56 home runs.
Mm-hmm.
Shohei Ohtani's hit 54. Yeah. Like, it's
so
not,
do you think something's going on here? What do you think is going on?
No. I don't think anything's going on with individuals. I think the sport is just so different that 50 doesn't mean what it used to. And clearly 60 doesn't mean what it's used to.
I think 60's still special.
I don't think so.
Seven human beings ever.
Sean? I love this sport. I love the history of this sport. I saw him hit the two home runs last night, and it was like, Schwarber's at 56. Like, it just, because so many other guys are doing, like, can I give you an example? When Aaron Judge hit 62 home runs, who hit the second most home runs?
I have no idea.
It was Kyle Schwarber. Do you know what the number was?
50?
46.
Okay.
Do you know what the third most home runs?
42.
Pete Alonso, 40.
Okay.
Like, Aaron Judge didn't just win or didn't just hit 62, he hit 16 more home runs than the next highest guy and 22 more home runs than the next highest guy after that.
See, I don't
this
like
season,
that.
No, hold on. This season, Cal Raleigh's hit 60. We're having a parade. He's literally only four ahead of one guy, six ahead of another guy, and nine ahead of the real MVP of the American League. Like, when you think about it that way, it's impressive. I'm not trying to diminish that he has had a great year. But, dude, it doesn't mean the same when so many guys are right there.
4, 6, and 9 is still a lot when you get to 60.
Compared to Judge.
Okay, so Judge, the league was more off that year? That's what I don't understand. So you're punishing Cal Raleigh because Judge played in a year where less home runs were hit? The guy could hit 62. Guy could hit 63 by the end of the weekend. It's insane.
When Roger Maris hit 61, forget Mick, because Mickey Mantle, they had a race, and he's an all-time great player.
Yeah.
The next highest guy after that was Orlando Cepeda with 15 less home runs. There was a drop-off. When Babe Ruth hit the 60, there was a drop-off.
I understand your argument.
But I find it irrelevant, though. It's not irrelevant.
I do think it's irrelevant because basically you're saying, well, Cal Raleigh, if this was Judge's year, he wouldn't have hit this many. Look how many people are hitting home runs this year. I don't think there's a
correlation. Oh, you don't think there's something to that?
I don't.
See, you asked me, am I implying something? I'm not implying anything about the baseball players. I'm not accusing
anyone. The baseballs are wound tighter this
year? Probably, yeah. Yeah. What, is that crazy?
I mean, nothing's crazy. I view, and this is where we're just different, I view getting to 60 as a special number. And maybe that's because I'm a blinded Yankee fan that was basically coaxed into thinking it was a big deal when Judge did it 2 years ago. I'm just trying to be consistent.
It was a big deal when Judge did it 2 years ago. It's not a big deal anymore.
Because
I'm
Judge
sorry.
Did it?
No, because Judge...
What if he hits more than Judge did?
Hold on. It's not because Judge did it. It's because he was so annihilating everybody else. Things feel easy this year. Kyle Schwarber may hit 60. It's on the table. He has a big weekend, and it's 60 home runs. If two guys hit 60, and we know the last time two guys hit 60, what was going on? I forgot. And I'm not accusing them of it, but it took away the specialness of it. I'm sorry.
And this is where it gets very nuanced, and I know you guys are tired of this argument. If Cal Raleigh's not a catcher, he could hit 70.
Why would you say that? Because of the wear and tear on his knees?
We've been told our whole lives about the wear and tear and these catchers wearing down at the end of the year. Cal Raleigh hasn't worn down. He's also started more games as a catcher than Aaron Judge did in the outfield this year.
I understand, because Aaron had some injuries.
Okay, that's a big deal with
that this. Is a big deal. It still doesn't make him having a better year than Judge, because he's not.
Okay, but...
Like, Aaron Judge is having a better year than Cal Raleigh, and people who are arguing it are just ignoring the facts because they think it's so cool that a guy with a fun nickname is a catcher, and he had 60 home runs. He's a .248 hitter. He has a .960 OPS. Mm. Judge destroys him in those two stats. Enough.
If he didn't play in Seattle, I'm telling you, I'm in a different argument. If Cal Raleigh was a Met or a Yankee right now, we'd think he's the MVP. I don't work
that way.
And I also
that may be your biased minds. I don't work that way. Okay. I give my honest opinion. I don't care what team you're on.
But this is where the catcher thing does
Clayton
come
Kershaw into
play.
Should have won the Cy Young over R.A. Dickey. Ooh. I said it. It's true. Am I biased or am I just giving you an honest opinion?
And I'm giving you my honest opinion. You brought up the
Well, hold on. Before you continue, you accused me and others of saying, well, if he played in New York, we'd think differently. No. What's that based on?
I believe that.
You can believe it all you want.
I believe.
I thought R.A. Dickey didn't deserve to win the Cy Young over Clayton Kershaw. Why did I think that? It's because I'm honest, not because I'm a biased fanboy like you and some others. So don't accuse me of it. Accuse yourself of it. Don't accuse me.
R.A. Dickey wasn't doing the pitching equivalent of 60 home runs.
I'm defending myself, right? Thank you.
He wasn't doing the pitching equivalent of 60 home runs. Cal Raleigh is playing in the Pacific Northwest, where half of us haven't seen a pitch that he's had, except for when he's played
irrelevant.
The locals.
It's irrelevant.
It is relevant.
But why is it relevant?
Your point above anything else, talking about the guys being bunched in, well, look how much closer these guys are. I don't think any of them are going to hit 60, okay? Cal Raleigh has, and if you're going to play that game, Cal Raleigh caught, he might have the same gap between Aaron Judge and like he did with the others if he wasn't a catcher.
Well, I think it makes who cares about ifs?
Who cares?
He's a catcher.
It adds to the legacy he's doing. He's doing this as a catcher. It's insane.
Sean, it adds to his legacy. It still doesn't make him having a better year than Aaron Judge, and it doesn't take away from the fact that literally four guys have hit 50 home runs, and Eugenio Suarez, if he wakes up, hits two more, he's at 50.
Okay.
Like,
great.
It's
60's different.
It's cheapened 50. I think 60's been cheapened. And quite frankly, it's a part of why, just to bring something back to earlier in the show, it's why cutting down their games doesn't matter anymore. Because these records, it's not the same. It was 162. We can't have 154. Why the hell not? We had it for a million years. Why not 146? Guys are going to hit 60 anyway, the way home runs are coming. So I think that this assault on the record book makes it easier to cut down on regular season games from lawyers like myself who aren't going to care as much about records. Now, I'm not saying that's a conspiracy.
Sure.
I don't think baseball did that for that reason. I think they know home runs sell. That's why the baseballs get wound tighter sometimes. But I'm being honest with you. Like, my hesitation from cutting down from 162 is gone now. What the hell do I care about the home run record? The home run record is dead.
That would make me, if we think they're going to cut down, that would make me even more vote for Cal Raleigh for the MVP. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King now, exclusively on Paramount Plus. He's going to win MVP. Just brace yourself.
I'm not telling you who's going to win. I'm telling you who should win. I'm not a writer. I'm not a two-bit writer. Like, I'm telling
you. What do
you
think is going to happen, though? Forget what you should. Honestly.
I have no idea what these writers are going to do. I'm telling you what should happen. And I don't think it's close. Like, I'm not trying to be a jerk here. I think the numbers are so overwhelming that I think this is stupid. I think it's a dumb argument at this point.
All right.
And I don't know why 60, like, even
Cal Raleigh playing in a pitcher-friendly park?
It's not really as pitcher-friendly as you think.
Okay.
And, you know, like Big Mac said the other day, oh, if you hit 60, everything changes. Why? Because it's a magic number to you?
It is a magic number.
Why?
It's like a pitcher getting the 300 wins.
Yeah, that's overrated. He's at 51 home runs, Aaron Judge. Is that cool? I mean, you want to talk about records? Aaron Judge has hit over 50 home runs how many times now? That's a record.
Yeah.
Since we're doing the whole record thing with Cal Raleigh, you want to do the record thing with Aaron Judge? And oh, by the way, he's hitting 330 while he's doing it. And he doesn't get pitches to hit. And he gets pitches that are called balls, called strikes, consistently. Like, I'll play the game, too.
Have we watched all of Cal Raleigh's at-bats? Do we know the same thing is not happening to him?
Well, you're just going to make an assumption. I'm telling you based on facts what's going on with Aaron Judge.
Because we've seen it. This is exactly my point. We here in New York are being clouded by not seeing Cal Raleigh.
I'm being clouded by the fact that Aaron Judge beats him in basically every important statistic. That's what I'm clouded by.
Magic number. MVP.
By the way, Tommy, I want to give you a victory on something.
Thank you.
You ready?
Yes, I am.
We argued for a long time, best player in baseball. And I said, it's Judge. And you'd always say Ohtani.
Of course.
And you would always say he pitches. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, he doesn't pitch. And I always said to you, Tommy, I said, listen, man, once he starts pitching and he does it well, I will agree with you. Mm-hmm. But we're not there yet. I'm ready to say Shohei Ohtani is the best player in baseball.
Of course he is.
Well, now he is.
He's pitching great.
He's pitching great. He's going to be the game one starter. The Dodgers are thinking about deploying him in like a million different ways. Oh, by the way, he's hit 54 home runs. So you were wrong then. But you're right now, and so I'm with you. Ohtani.
Thank you.
Congrats. I'm going to bow out of the race with Bobby Witt Jr. Judge is better.
By the way, Evan, another debate you and I have long since had is shortening the baseball season. Here's the checkmate. If this season was shorter, the Mets would have already clinched a playoff spot. And you would have to be sitting there watching Arizona Diamondback games.
Just remember this.
If Tommy, the season ended today, Evan, it would be a shorter baseball season.
No. Tommy wants to shorten the baseball season to 90 games, okay?
somewhere around there.
I'm good in the 140s, low 150s. And honestly, the assault on this record just makes me even more confident that that's fine. Now, let's take some of your calls. I'm sure everyone agrees with me. I don't know how you couldn't. Aaron Judge is the MVP of the league. Cal Raleigh getting all this pub. Like, he's had a great year. It's wonderful. Oh, by the way, Dodgers are up 8-0.
You're going to take out emotional insurance now?
On the Diamondback game?
Yeah.
8-0? That's a good idea.
Because the odds got to be juicy for that.
Yeah, I'm going to
think about how devastated you would feel if Arizona came back in the fourth inning and rallied here.
Before we take a call, what do you think the odds are right now on the Diamondbacks' money line? They're trailing 8-0.
Plus 2,200.
Plus 5,500.
Wow.
So right now, if I bet $10 on the Diamondbacks winning, I'd win $550.
That sounds like emotional insurance we should all check out.
You think so?
I think so.
All right, I think I'll do that.
All right.
Let's go to Jim in Levittown. What's up, Jim?
How you guys doing? I wanted to give my 2 cents on why I think Sean is arguing so passionately. And by the way, I think 60 means something too, but I think he's arguing so passionately because if he says to you that 60 isn't a big deal, he's diminishing what Aaron Judge did a couple of years ago.
Bingo, that's part of it, Jim. You nailed it.
But you know what's funny about that, Jim? I don't diminish what Judge did. I think this season is different. In fact, I was arguing the opposite by saying, look how far away everybody was when he hit over 60. That's a defense of he hit it in a year in which it felt more difficult to hit home runs. Raleigh's done it in a year in which four guys have already hit 50.
But Evan, if I could take you back in a time machine.
So I'm defending Judge.
By the way, I'm losing track. Was this 3 years ago now?
2022.
So 3 years ago. Right, because they didn't make the playoffs in 2023. So 3 years ago when this happened.
By the way, same thing as 98-01 with McGuire, Sosa, yeah, to Bonds.
Exactly. And I remember not caring as much about Bonds. Played on the West Coast. I had just seen it. And I think Cal is getting that treatment. I do think that we forget when we were talking about Judge, it wasn't just, wow, look at him compared to everybody else, which is the argument you're making now. That counter on the bottom of the screen and this whole lead up to 60, 60, 60. We all sat there and lived and died with the idea that 60 was a magic number, and it didn't matter if anybody else hit 50 or 40.
Your keyword is was. I don't think it matters anymore.
But it's not like three guys have hit 60 since. What if Cal Raleigh hit 60, and that's the last time somebody hit 60 for 50 years?
Bro, Kyle Schwarber's at 56 right now. Again, Schwarber could get to 60.
But
what are we talking about?
But what if he doesn't? You're making the assumption now that all of a sudden we're just going to have 60 home run hitters the next couple of years.
No, I'm saying this season, this specific season has completely weakened it when you've got four guys over 50, including Aaron Judge, who's the league 60, MVP.
60 isn't 50.
Let's go to Mario in Long Beach. Mario.
What's going on? Good show, guys.
Thanks.
First thing I want to start off by, remember you were talking about you don't know where to watch the game?
Oh, yeah. Right, well, baseball is going to be on Netflix next year. So, yeah, we were saying it's tough to find where the game is on.
I'm telling you something. If you Google a game on your phone, on the bottom of the game, it says watch live. You click on there and it says where it's on.
There you go. Yeah, that's helpful.
So I just wanted to tell you that. Well, I got two things on baseball. Number one thing about Judge that's very interesting is he had 50 back-to-back. That's only been done six times.
Yep.
So that's another thing that he did this year that nobody else did. And the last thing I want to say, I hear what you're saying, and I agree to you to a certain extent about the 60, but maybe it's not true, because I've been looking at the betting line all up until he hit 60, and he was way ahead. Guess what? He's not favored anymore. It's minus 200 for a rally and plus one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
No. The MVP betting odds have changed a lot. I'm just telling you what I think. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what the writers are going to do, and clearly the betting odds changing the way they have shows you they don't know. Because Aaron Judge a week ago was a heavy, heavy favorite. Now Cal Raleigh is a little bit of a favorite. I don't know ultimately what writers are going to do. I'm just telling you my opinion. I don't think it's that close. They're both playoff teams. The Mariners have won their division. Okay. We'll see about the Yankees. And I just think Aaron Judge has had a better year. I mean, I'm sorry. And I don't even, actually, I take my apology back. Why am I sorry? I'm right.
I don't know the answer to this, and I realize I should know the answer to this, but you will know the answer to this.
Maybe. I don't know everything.
Because it did happen in the NFL.
Go.
Can they share the MVP?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Has that happened before?
It's happened with Keith Hernandez and Willie McCovey. It was one of the Willies.
One of the Willies.
They shared, I think, MVP in 1979.
Because it was, Steve McNair and Peyton Manning shared it that one year?
Yeah, but
NFL?
Remember, it's not a purpose share. Like, the voting needs to be equal.
And right. Favre and Barry Sanders did it as well. 97.
Yeah. Willie, so Willie Stargell and Keith Hernandez shared the MVP. And what's so funny is I go to Baseball Reference and I look at the numbers. I see, oh, yeah, they voted. They finished tied, right? And then I look at the stats. Stats tell us that neither should have won the MVP. Like, modern stats tell us that Dave Winfield should have won the MVP.
Different way of viewing stats back
then. It's just, bro, it's a different world. But yeah, the way Keith and Willie ended up tying was it's just votes. Like, it has to finish tied.
So
it's not like we're saying, oh, let's share it. Like, the votes have to fall to where they end up tied.
Would you be in an uproar if it was a tie?
Yeah, because it's not a tie. Okay. Aaron Judge is the MVP. It's not close.
All right.
Uproar. I mean, look, here's what's going to happen.
I think people would walk away very satisfied because you would view him as an MVP. You would never be like, he won 2.5 MVPs.
They announced the MVP award, or they will announce the MVP award, the night of a Jet-Patriot game. There's a really good chance they will announce it, and I'm going to be like, oh, okay.
Right.
But today, on September 25th, that's when we care mostly about, like, awards. We don't care when they announce it, but just in the moment we care.
They should announce it Sunday night.
That'd be great. I agree with you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.